It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live here in the Kia Studios. Mike, Bo, and Tiff hanging out with you on a Falcons Wednesday and also post game one of the wild card series for the Braves. We will have a lot to get to. I heard you guys talking, unfortunately, about your racing league. So please.
Unfortunately.
Let everybody know how
what does
it
that
went.
Mean?
I'm so excited to hear about it. I'm just kidding.
Well, the excitement is oozing from your voice,
yes.
as I'm sure everyone can feel. me and Mike actually raced very well together after lap six, seven? After
Yeah.
We had two incidents in the first 10 laps.
Incidences as in you were wrecked?
As in we needed tow trucks.
Or you caused the wreck?
I can't throw all the blame over to the left of me, which is where Mike sits, because I did get a little bit of get back, but incidentally, there's a thing called side draft at Talladega, and it's where you get next to another car and you take the air off, which is essentially taking the energy from that car.
Just so you guys know, we're talking about assimilation.
I actually have a quick question.
It's assimilation because it means it's virile. Yes.
Do y'all have, like in NASCAR, there are obviously partners. Do y'all have partners in the racing league or no? It's just kind of mixed,
last night we
mono,
did.
Mono?
Last night we did because it was me and Bo because we wrecked twice. And we were like, well, there ain't nobody else going to help us out. Might as well be us.
So you joined
y'all
forces.
Made your own partners.
We joined forces.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
I had to drop back and rescue Bo from the oblivion outside of the draft, and we made our way back
through
there.
But when you guys get points, not that I care, but when you guys get points, I do have questions. Do you accumulate them together then?
No.
So you just chose to join forces because you guys were both losing?
Because that was the best thing for both of us. That's what it was. So
okay.
What had happened
it was
is
a lot of fun last night.
We made an adult decision. To
unite.
Look, we've gotten tangled twice. No matter whose fault it is, we're both in a hole. Let's help our way out of the hole. And that was something we tried to do, and it worked.
So who sacrificed for like the other one?
Well,
who ended up
honestly? Oh, did you?
Well, I wasn't a lap down.
He sacrificed himself for you.
I was already a lap down.
Right.
And Mike didn't want me to go another lap down, so he sacrificed. But I do believe, and we'll put a bow on this.
Okay.
I do believe at the end, I was there trying to help you.
That's true.
And so that was the deal. And
teamwork makes the dream work, Tiff.
So
it is.
So hopefully, if our Braves, if anyone in the Braves organization is listening, they can hear how, hey, we were in a hole like they are now.
I had four screens going, Tiff. I had the simulator, and then I had the Braves game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had it working.
It's a lot happening.
Tiff, how was your action-packed Wednesday night?
Trying to get my life
Tuesday
together.
Yeah. But
I tapped out.
Status quo.
I tapped out. Tried to get it together and tapped out. I said, you know
what? What does that mean? What does tapped out mean? What is exactly?
I quit.
The actual activities.
I quit. The activities were, I ran through the checklist of things. I had a couple player calls. I got Navy, Army this weekend, so had some Navy guys call me yesterday and went over my notes, and they were separated throughout the day, so it wasn't like a back-to-back thing. You know, thought about unpacking my suitcase from 5 days in Vegas. Didn't happen. It's just sitting by the front door. So there are a lot of things that probably could have happened yesterday to try to further get me ahead of the week.
Random question.
My week is
opted out.
I tapped out.
Random question.
Yes.
I keep a toiletry bag in my Louis. But when I get home, even if I don't have to pack it, I have to take it into somewhat of a semblance into the house to grab that out. So I have, you know, the essentials.
Yes.
You just like, because you travel so much, you just travel. And I've tried to do this, but it doesn't work because I don't replenish. But do you have duplicates of things so you keep it always in the travel bag?
Yes. And I have travel bottles that I like to use. Just ordered a new set. So I keep those in the toiletry bag. And
then
hopefully don't have to, like, you know, refill. So I never forget face products and stuff, but.
Did you hear the joy in her voice when she said she ordered a new set of travel bottles?
Yeah. I get very excited about travel stuff. I got new travel luggage.
There you go.
By sliding into DMs.
Did your sister get some?
No, we've made amends.
Oh, okay. I think I remember
suitcase
that
gate is over, right? She hasn't received it yet, so jury's still out.
And I asked that because you said your suitcase is still by the bag. I've tried to do that. I only need a couple of
duplicates. Well, the toiletry bag is out.
Yeah. Okay.
Toiletry bag is out.
I only need a couple of duplicates, like deodorant and shaving cream. That's it. And I don't even really shave that much, obviously, as you can tell.
Very simple for you guys.
Have you ever, don't simplify my life. You know nothing about my skincare routine.
Really?
You know nothing about this skincare routine, Tim.
I just use, you know, whatever's in the room, though, shampoo and stuff.
Have you ever done the thing, the travel hack, quote unquote, where you get the hotel to do your laundry before you leave?
No, because I'm not gone long enough, usually.
Yeah.
For the Olympics, yes.
Yeah.
But
that would make sense. I was just thinking, because you said you had to take the red eye from Vegas, and I thought that would have been a prime time to, like, on Sunday, get the hotel to do your laundry so that you don't have to do it when you get home.
That is true.
Yeah.
But I have a collection, as you guys probably know, in the morning of athleisure wear. So that's all I wear. So I think a majority of my stuff besides game outfit was pretty much athleisure wear.
You
can roll in looking like the athletes when you go to these production meetings. You don't have to get all fancy.
You know, they have the laundry companies now around town that will just pick your stuff up on the front porch and go do it and fold it and bring it back to you. And I'm like, dude, I'm really this close to doing it.
Yeah. Well, you guys probably have a lot of clothes at your house. So
yeah, I was going to be selfish and just do mine and just order mine, but I thought my wife would kill me.
You probably would not be here with
us. And it goes by like the pound, you know, they're like, they weigh your laundry and mine's really heavy. Mine's like, you know what I mean? Like one pair of jeans is like 10 pounds.
Because you're tall.
Everything's 3Xs and like one pair of jeans like 10 pounds. But man, that's really expensive.
It adds up. Just don't get your own laundry done and not Lindsay's, or else you'll be calling this number this hour, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Well, speaking of injuries or maybe being bruised and beat up, the Braves drop Game 1 of the wild card series to the Padres 4-0, and AJ Smith-Shawver struggled pretty early in this one.
I don't know if you guys saw the look on his face when he was being pulled, and I guess what was it, the second inning? He felt bad for the kid, right? He's put in an impossible situation against a really good team, really good offense. As soon as Arias got that first hit, I was like, dude, he squared that ball up pretty good, and then you see the Tatis ball fly, and you're like, this is worst case scenario in terms of what you're getting here. And the atmosphere was great. You take your cap off. There's a lot of takeaways from the game yesterday, but you never want to see AJ Smith-Shawver put in a situation where it almost looks like he's about to cry as he's getting pulled. Man, he was just like, you could just see the look on his face. I wanted to do better for this squad, and he wasn't able to step up given the situation. Man, just don't see that.
Yeah, My thoughts on how that could go was pretty off. You know, I thought maybe it would be a situation where it wouldn't be too big for him because he just wouldn't understand. You know, you're like, I think it's harder and harder to think that in today's world with social media and, you know, these kids grew up being able to watch every baseball game, every playoff game. It's just completely different. It was a great atmosphere, but I mean, you know, give them credit. They jumped on him early. They didn't give him a chance to settle in. They didn't give him a chance to kind of, you know, He threw some balls early, and then he had to work his way back. And you said Arise got that hit, and then Tatis just was waiting. He was in the weeds waiting. He jumped on him quickly, and a 2-0 lead last night might have been 12-0, 10-0, 8-0. It was massive. I did not appreciate the strike zone.
I was going to ask because the Braves did not do well when it came the strikes, and Michael King pretty much lit things up.
Yeah, and it started early. Michael Harris, look, we had a chance to get right back in it because Michael Harris leads off. You know, A.J. Spinoshalver, credit, he limited damage, but Michael Harris gets a hit right off the first pitch, and then Ozzie looked kind of silly swinging at a sweeper. He struck out on the same sweeper twice out of the zone. Yeah, it was nasty. But then Ozuna, I felt like, got a raw deal with some of the calls against him. A couple of those, even a third strike, was low, and it was a framed, and you can't complain always because, look, they didn't do enough. But Olsen came up to the plate with a chance to do something multiple times. So Lehrer came up to the plate with a chance to do something, and they didn't do anything. And it was much like a lot of games we've seen this team play all season.
I think, too, one of the biggest stat categories that you'll take away from yesterday. First of all, and I'm going to make this really quick, but you got to give a hat tip to the bullpen of the Braves. A.J. Smith-Shawver had his struggles, and then the Braves really kind of went on cruise control as far as the pitching goes, and some of the guys that came in, and Aaron Bummer and Jesse Chavez and some of the other names. The left on base, the Braves have 11 runners left on base last night, and really that's kind of the story of what this offense has been, Tiff. It's unfortunate. There's been a lack of timely hitting. And even when you out-hit the Padres, they got more timely hitting than you, and they move runners across home plate.
Good news is it is a best-of-three series. So game two is going down tonight. And I would ask you guys if you think this team can bounce back.
I think they can push it to a game three. Well, I will say this. There was a stat that flashed across the TV last night. I don't know if you saw, Bo. And I don't even remember if it was in the Braves game. It might have been the earlier game where it said the teams that won game one won the series in these three-game series 88% of the time.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Yeah,
that's going to be an unfortunate stat.
I mean, that kind of makes sense considering, it's a three-game series. And, and all of the, all of these games are also in one place. So there's a complete home field advantage if you can jump out to a start. But look, we have, to me, one of the best left-handed pitchers in the league going tonight, coming off a phenomenal start against a team that won yesterday in the Royals, where Freed completely shut them down, and all they did was go out and shut down a pretty deep Oriole offense yesterday as the Royals beat them 1-0. But they got Joe Musgrave for the Padres, and in eight games against the Braves, he's got a 4.29 lifetime ERA, and he's given up seven home runs, so we got to get after him early. And he doesn't have Josh Donaldson to throw at tonight, so.
So maybe Atlanta picks up a W tonight. Maybe the city gets one tomorrow. Thursday Night Football, Bucks and Falcons. What's in store? Well, we'll break down this one for you next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Thursday Night Football is almost upon us. You got the Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Prime Video. And I think a big problem that the Falcons are going to need to solve in this one is how do you get a handle on Baker Mayfield. Over his last 12 games, he's got a 9-3 record. But also, he has the most touchdown passes in the NFL over this span, which is his career has been revived in Tampa. That's 25 touchdown passes, by the way, and just 7 interceptions over that span.
Yeah. He's been pretty good, and I think it's one of the things, and I think it's we talked about this yesterday a little bit. Liam Cohen, the OC, has been so good at kind of making Baker Mayfield comfortable, I think is the best term to put that. He's really, me and Bo watching earlier, we noticed a couple times, Baker Mayfield, it's like he's playing shortstop. He's like dealing cards back there a little bit, right? He's taking the snap. He's getting the ball out of his hands. Very, very rarely did he sit in the pocket. As a matter of fact, I think one of the sacks we noticed earlier was just a great defensive call. And you had Brandon Graham and that defensive line from Philly just stunt right into a boot, and they get Baker Mayfield on the ground. So I think they've just done a good job making Baker comfortable. He's done a great job, and I don't even know what this year is for him. Is it year five of just reading defenses? No.
In Tampa?
No. I'm just meaning in his career.
No, it's longer than that. This is like at least year six or seven for him because
it's not that far off.
Yeah, he's this is year seven.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think they've done a good job of playing into his skill set. And he's done he's honestly incredibly accurate with the ball against the Eagles last week. I think it's going to be a tough task for this Atlanta defense because so many times we talk about getting to the quarterback. They just ain't going to let you do it, man. It's just the bottom line. They're going to move him around the pocket. They're going to do everything they can to utilize protections and move linemen and do a bunch of other stuff that won't allow you to get in the backfield. And even if you do, he's probably already gotten rid of the ball.
Well, look, he's this will be the fourth time that we've played him. The third time is Tampa's quarterback, and he's done okay against the Falcons. Six touchdowns, an interception. I mean, he does a good job, and last year he did a good job of keeping plays alive. Remember the drive in Tampa where he gets the big scramble. Now I think we intercept him there late in that drive, but he does a good job of keeping it alive. But look. You can get after him. This is an offensive line that if you can heat up. Denver got, I think, 8 sacks against him. And they hit him early and often, and it changed the game. And then you look at last week, they did a good job, like I think you pointed out, getting the ball out of his hand. Everything was quick. He looked like Mike, you pointed out on the film, he looked like a shortstop getting rid of the ball.
You're going to have to try to get the pass rush going. And so I was talking to you guys about some sack stats earlier. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4 players in the NFL individually that have more sacks than the Falcons do collectively. Aiden Hutchinson, for example, has 6.5, whereas the Falcons are tied with 5 other individual players with just 4 on the season.
I don't know about you, but I just don't think that's a big stat yet. It will be. I just don't think it is yet.
But does it need to be tomorrow? Can you get it going tomorrow with Bo just saying he thinks that they're going to be able to get to the quarterback?
I would love it if they could. I just don't think they will. And I think that you need to play to your strength, which is your secondary, and drop guys into coverage and do everything you can to press, take away the quick throws, take away the underneath stuff, and then just make sure you're manning up on their big receivers down deep. I mean, I would love to say, man, you know what? They need to draw up a way to really get in the backfield and affect Baker Mayfield. I don't think anybody can do that in the NFL right now if Tampa doesn't want them to because, like we just said, everything in their offense is designed – even though they have a freaking Hall of Fame level left tackle, everything in their offense is designed to not put stress on that offensive line and pass protection.
Well, go look at what the Falcons have done all year. They played off. They played off coverage and at cover three. You talk about how much they've been in cover three last week, but they played off and they keep everything in front of them, and then they come up and they make sure tackling. I mean, look at D. Alford, A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes last week. They made some really good tackles against the Alvin Kamaras and the Rashid Shaheeds and Chris Olave as well. All three guys who are going to that they can house you if you miss a tackle and they get space. That said, how about this stat? Tampa Bay has 8 sacks on the season. 8. They got 6 last week. Okay, they got 6 sacks last week. So remember, Mike and I were talking, and some rando Philly fan wanted to come at me about how well they were missing AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. No, Philadelphia didn't really look like they wanted to be there last week. I mean, I've watched offensive line play, and I've watched the defensive play alone, defensive line and the defensive secondary. They were shoe dusting tackles, and they looked lethargic up front with their get after it, their want to. Okay, that is not about who you're missing because the Falcons are missing guys too, and it's all about the want to of what you did. So all that said, I mean, Tampa Bay could come in here last in sacks, honestly, because they had 2 coming into last week.
I do want to self-correct. I think I said 5 players. It's 4 players that have more. But
well, either way, to your point, it's unacceptable that an individual has more as a team. But that said, Tampa wasn't knocking people's you know, blanks in the dirt themselves coming into last week. So, you know, you can have one good week and jump up that chart, is my point.
Yeah, and look, man, and you know what's funny about it is I was just saying that, like, I don't think that's been a big stat to this point for the Falcons, and it's because of the quarterbacks they've played. They've been pretty hard to get to. So credit to Tampa for being able to get to Jalen Hurts as many times as they did. You know, I like you said, though, I didn't think that they played an in particularly inspiring brand of football when it came to what they put on tape last week. And look, I'm going to actually kick back on that a little bit. I think some of that does have to do with leadership and the guys you're missing. I think if you have Lane Johnson in the fold and you have A.J. Brown in the fold, it's not just about what they're on the field. I think it's about the kind of the attitude they bring in that locker room. I think they are inspired players that have been in a lot of these day games in September. I don't think a lot of people understand how lucky we are as an organization not to have to play in this outdoor stadium in the month of September at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of times, right? And it just that's a tough thing. I mean, I was talking about Bama yesterday. They're going to Vanderbilt this week after the game they had last week. They're going to play at Vanderbilt at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, you better not have a letdown game. And I think the Eagles definitely felt like they were having that kind of letdown mode against Tampa last week. So that's always a tough circumstance.
And I understand that. I feel like if I got that many guys that can't control themselves in a September game and step up, that's a problem for me of what the core I've put together. If I miss. And look at the deep. Who are they missing on defense? Because all the guys we just talked about were offensive players, and I didn't help them look any better on defense. I didn't help Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis play hard on defense, or you know the C.J. Gardner Johnsons in the secondary that were shoe dusts and tackles. So
we're going to take a belt to him.
I would at least expect one side of the ball to step up, but that's the reality of what we saw. I'm not. You tell me. You saw it too. You know,
why? No. Did you guys see the clip of C.J. Gardner of Gardner Johnson saying before the game, "I'm about to take a belt to him today"? He's coming out of the tunnel. It's like, and then they went out and got smoked. I was like, dude, you just see it. Like, you should probably stop talking for a little bit, man.
Just for a little bit.
Well, that guy's never. I look. Got played at Florida where I watch all Florida's games. He hasn't stopped talking since he didn't. I don't know if he's ever. He might have came out of the womb talking trash.
Yeah.
That's like Quinyon Mitchell for Philadelphia. He likes to talk a lot of trash, too.
I do want to turn this back to Tampa a little bit, though, and talk about some of the players they have. I think that Cody Monk is their right guard, and a lot of people remember him for his headshot coming out of North Dakota State.
Yeah,
he had, like, the
no
mullet
teeth.
With the teeth, you know.
Yes.
So he's obviously a second-round pick to them a year ago. I thought he was maybe one of the worst offensive linemen in the NFL a year ago. And I say that, and I'm willing to voice his name right now because I don't think he's that anymore. He looked much improved. I think him and Luke Gedecky next to each other on the right side of Tampa's offensive line do look much improved. I think Gedecky still leaves a lot to be desired as far as his run blocking at the right tackle spot. And hopefully this defensive line from Atlanta can take advantage of it, because let's just be honest, Atlanta's defensive interior on the defensive line has not been very good this year.
Well, one of the things that worries me, and you pointed out to me, and Mike was explaining, Tiff, when we were watching the All-22 of that Tampa game, he kept saying, oh, they're running duo. They ran duo there. And I'm like, explain to me what duo is. Real quick, Mike, explain to what duo is, because this is what worries me about their run game this week.
Well, duo is what I honestly thought that the Falcons would run more of this year. It was kind of a staple last year of the LA Rams. And what you're doing is you're essentially just double teaming anybody that's in a gap. You have a four down front. You're going to get a couple of double teams. You're going to leave the backside tackle kind of on an island by himself, and you're going to try to get a double team with the front side tight end and tackle, right? So you're hoping to honestly get three double teams, and what you're trying to do is you're trying to push the defensive linemen and their butt back into the linebackers at the second level, right? And what it does, your running back gets to going downhill, kind of stutter steps about a yard or two behind the line of scrimmage, and he picks one of those three holes. He tries to work off of those double teams, kind of picks his own route, and just mushes the pile forward. And I saw them run duo probably in the first half last week against Philly, and that's not the team you want to run duo against. I saw them run it probably three times, and they had differing levels of success. But I think that's a play that when you line up against the Atlanta Falcons right now and some of the success they've had vertically run blocking our defensive line, I think that's going to be a staple of what Tampa tries to do this week.
And that's what worries me, because one of the things we've seen is our defensive line not get blown up, but maybe take on these blocks like that, these double teams, et cetera, and then our linebackers have seemed to get washed into everything. Yeah. And they, you know, I've seen Caden Ellis get washed into play. I've also seen it on the other side where Troy Anderson at times has gotten kind of lost. Now, I don't know what Troy Anderson's going to be, if he's going to play. That is why I think Rashawn Evans, who has been signed to the practice squad, will be called up. I think he and Hennessy will be your game day elevations. And I think Rashawn Evans will get a lot of playing time. That's where he's a little bit bigger of a guy than Ellis and Troy Anderson. He might have a huge impact on this game Thursday night.
And I know, too, if we got to get to break. I do want to talk later in the show, too, about J.D. Bertrand and what this defensive line could mean in a good or bad way for J.D. Bertrand if he's playing extended snaps tomorrow.
More on the Falcons and Bucks throughout the show. And, of course, the Braves, who are in the wild card series, what to expect tonight. But coming up next, we're going to hit a TB's timeout. What would have your family and your friends ringing the alarm bells if you did a certain thing? What would make them concerned? I'll tell you why I'm asking that question when we come back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Mike, you said your wife, the kids were on fall break and now they're back.
Yeah, they were on fall break in Cobb last week. Back in school. And, you know, there's a lot of moving around as far as GHSA playoffs go because of all the canceled games a week ago. But that's not something most Cobb teams dealt with because they already had the week off. So it's
Well, if they're back, I just want to know which kid doesn't have their lunch today because Bo's coming here with the Lunchables.
It is a little bit off-putting.
Some kid
at
640, doesn't have a meal.
6:44 a.m. that you've got a Lunchable.
Are there Ninja Turtles on the cover of that?
Oh, it's a Transformer.
I couldn't see it from here.
What kind of bologna do you have in there?
An abomination.
Yeah. No, it's not when you fry it.
So judgmental.
It's ham.
Yeah, bologna.
Ham and cheese.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a cookie, too.
I hope you enjoy your Lunchable, man. Don't let them talk down on you.
Is it one of the vanilla Oreos?
Don't let them come for you like that.
It is one of the vanilla ones.
Wait, one of the what ones?
Vanilla Oreos.
It's got to be, like, I swear I didn't even look at it. I just have seen so many Lunchables with vanilla Oreos.
Where's the Capri Sun?
I got a Mountain Dew instead.
Yeah, there it is.
Diet.
The DMD.
It's Diet Mountain Dew.
Because it's grown. Grown people drink
so
Mountain Dews.
Lunchable at 6.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'm a little bit shook, but it's okay. We'll move on from here.
Would you rather be eating a Kit Kat?
We'll all rally.
I could have been eating a Kit Kat.
We'll all rally and we'll move on.
Look, maybe, you know, you're traveling with the Falcons, right?
Well, not this week.
But, you know, the next time you do, you can save up your rations on the plane.
No, I get Uncrustables.
Some more respectable.
I get Uncrustables and bring those and leave them in my fridge. What? I put a couple
just
in my bag.
Imagine in your wife's shopping list, and it's so like it's like she's shopping for a toddler. I got to make sure Bo gets his Uncrustables and his Lunchables.
Oh, man.
That's where you want to be.
Get you enough chocolate milk, too? Oh, man. All right. We'll move on.
I like Yoo-Hoo's.
We're rallying.
Look, Yoo-Hoo's are better. I wonder what the Braves ate on their flight out to San Diego.
Well, whatever it was, it didn't work.
They dropped game one of the wild card series. It is the best of three, but they lost 4-0 to the Padres behind a rough start for A.J. Smith-Shawver in this one.
Before we get to, obviously, A.J. Smith-Shawver and everything, I got to bring up this topic because I know it was kind of going wild on social media. What did you guys think of the advertisement on the helmet?
I didn't like it because it's clearly MLB – wide, because every helmet of every player of every playoff game that I watched, and I watched like three of them yesterday, had that Strauss, I think, is the name of it.
So strange.
Now, man. I don't know what that is, so I hope it's not like some kind of disaster relief or something. But, no matter. It says here it's a clothing company.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the point of advertising like that, because now there's probably a million plus people that are Googling, what is Strauss? What company is Strauss?
Well, Strauss is a high-performance workwear company that offers sleek, soft-shell jackets, work pants, with a more tapered fit and modern shorts that blend workwear and streetwear influences.
This is their money at work, I can tell you right now. I just thought,
you guys can endorse me now, because I'm a Strauss man.
I don't
know what that means.
I need y'all's thoughts on the matchup last night and...
Tiff, we're trying to avoid talking about last night's game because it was ugly.
I will just get to the
No. Here's why I tell you that we have reason for optimism
tonight.
You got
finger guns going. All
because they are sending Joe Musgrove out there. Not a big fan of him. He's a punk. Hit Josh Donaldson a few years ago. And I don't like him much, but he's a big dude, and I wouldn't say it to his face. However, he's thrown he's got 8 games against the Braves where he started. He's got a 4.29 ERA. He's given up 7 home runs and a 42 innings pitched with 39 hits. We have Maximum Fried going tonight. He has got he's gotten 5 games against the Padres. Been pretty good with a 2.3 ERA. And he's 23 strikeouts. Last time he pitched was May 17th against said Padres at home, though. And he had a couple of strikeouts and 4 1/3. He did give up 3 earned runs. Not his best, but not his worst. We need him to come out there and be what he was against the Royals, but we got to get some hits.
So I was on the internet yesterday, and I saw a story, and it leads me to ask this question before you take another bite of your Lunchable. Bo, what would have your family members, your friends, ringing the alarm? Like, if you did something, for example, if Bo walked in here and said, "I love everybody. I think everybody is wonderful." Will we not look at him?
I know that would sound my alarm.
We would be concerned.
Yeah. That's like kind of the pot calling the kettle black there with that actual explanation.
I said no way.
I think he's pretty spot on. That is
slightly,
funny right there.
Slightly, you know.
I mean, that would be like Tiff walking in and saying, "I feel great today." You know what I mean? You'd be like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!" You started.
You know what?
I got my man's back over here.
You've made fun of me the entire segment. I say one thing and you get up in arms.
When you come up with a Lunchable, I can tee off. But you didn't go for the jugular. Mike did. I'm sorry, Mike, that I need a minute to adjust in the morning. But that's another stop topic for another time. What I want to talk about is this woman that went for a run outside of her home in Texas. And it was so alarming that she was running that her neighbor ran after her. It's like, "Hey, are you okay? Are you okay?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm just training for a marathon."
My neighbors would 100% do that to me. So, they would be like, "What?
Is there a monster in your house? Why are
she
you running?"
She had on workout gear, but I guess it just caught everyone in probably the neighborhood off guard. And so her name is Anna Boswell.
I need to Google what she looks
Stanley
like.
And then Stanley Golden was her neighbor. So it was her security camera that caught the neighbor coming out being like, you could see him kind of just jog. Like, "Are you okay?" Like asking her. She's like, "Yeah, I'm training for a marathon." That only been like day 3, I think she said, of her actual training for trying to get this marathon.
That is hilarious.
But she was like, "Protect my neighbor at all costs," because now it's gone viral because people are saying, "Hey, that's a really good neighbor. Just making sure things are okay." So that would be me if I was, I don't know, on time for something in my life. My family would be like, "Oh, she made it." You know, like I'm on time for
most things.
And but if we're doing, you know, family dinner or something, sometimes I'm a little, you know, behind.
Yeah a little. I think this is a sweet story, actually. I think that it's
so
kind of
funny.
That's why it went viral. Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, you know people enough, and then you see something out of the ordinary, and a lot of people just be like, "I wonder why they're doing that. I better get on the Facebook HOA page and see what's going on. Maybe I'll talk trash about him, make a post." But this guy was like, "No, I'm gonna make sure she's okay. I'm gonna run after her.
I gotta get online and see what this neighborhood looks like, because is it just a normal subdivision?"
I pulled the pictures.
The other argument people were making was that that people don't, you know, if you see someone run, you want to know what's going on so you can get
right.
You can get out.
Yeah. Well, I'm also like, in my head, she's wearing like not running shoes, and that would be the first thing
she's
that would alarm
me. Full on, like she's in like yoga pants, sneakers, and
hilarious.
Some sort of what you would assume is like a workout top. But again, everyone wears athleisure nowadays, so it might have just truly been alarming to, "Hey, are you all right?
I just figured
why
like
are you
it's
running?
Nice.
Why are you running?"
Figured somebody's running by and they're wearing like flats. I'd be like, "Oh, something's wrong with this person." But yeah, that's.
But if
awesome.
You know your neighbor,
yeah,
and then
awesome.
You're like, "Oh man, what?"
My neighbors would be alarmed if I was running. I'm just telling you that.
Like, what is happening right now? All right, we come back. We've got more on the Braves and this wild card series against the Padres. Game 2 of the best of 3 goes down tonight. And we'll continue to preview the Falcons and Bucks, what to expect on Thursday Night Football. We'll be right back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.